Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, everything's looking a little bit wooden.
Hi, this is Erin in Austin, Texas, and my question concerns petrified wood. I've heard stories of wooden fence posts becoming petrified over time, but I'm not sure that this is scientifically possible. So can you please tell me, how is petrified wood formed, and what exactly does it consist of?
Can timber turn to stone that quickly, and just what is it so afraid of?
I'm Steve Laurie. I work for the Sedgwick Museum in the University of Cambridge. Petrified wood is literally where the wood has been replaced by minerals. Sometimes you just get a vague sort of woody texture. It looks a bit fibrous or it's got the ring structure. In the best examples, the whole cell structure is preserved, the cell walls and the cell interior is filled with another one. But you need to have water of the right chemical composition moving through the wood. So it tends to be silica is the best chemical for replacing the wood. It actually reacts with cellulose in the cell structure and gets bound in. And then over millions of years, it gradually changes from this strange mixture of cellulose and silica into opal and then into a more crystallised form of silica. If you just randomly bang fence posts into British soil, then probably it would take thousands of years to properly petrify a piece of wood in anything like normal conditions. If you have a fence post and throw it into, for instance, some of the hot springs in the Yellowstone National Park, then yes, you might get a decent bit of petrified wood out the end of it in 100 years. But that's very unusual.
So it's unlikely that a fence post can petrify in 100 years, but in the US, one team led by Gregory Exarchos and Yongsoon Shin did manage to petrify wood in a matter of days. They did it using an acid solution, a silica solution, and a stint in an argon-filled furnace. So although you can't petrify wood naturally in less than 1,000 years, you can make some in the lab if you so desire. And on our forum, we had an excellent answer from ARNDTSPJ, who said that because silicon has similar chemical properties and is a similar size to the element carbon, this chemical replacement is made possible. They also said that another good way to get your wood petrified or permineralised is by leaving it under a convenient volcanic eruption, if you happen to find one. In this case, the timber wouldn't have had time to decompose, and the added heat would ease the migration of silicon. Well, next week I'll be back to school to relearn how to count.
Hi, I'm Luke from New Zealand. Say you had 3 eggs on the table. By simply looking at them, you can tell that there are 3 eggs. You don't have to count. My question is, how many eggs or any other objects do there have to be until you have to start counting them?
So are there 2, 4, or just some eggs on the table? If you know the answer, then let us know by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com or via the web. That's at thenakedscientist.com/forum, where you can write what you think for all to see. And if you can't get enough Question of the Week, you can also find more of me on iTunes.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.